This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis hinted he might veto a bipartisan wolf reintroduction bill during a press conference today. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Polis worries the bill could force Colorado to miss a voter-approved deadline to release wolves by the end of the year. Republican State Representative Matt Soper of Delta sponsored the bill.
I just find it unbelievable that the governor would threaten to veto a bill that passed with broad bipartisan support.
The legislation would only allow reintroduction to move forward with a federal permit in place. That allows state wildlife managers to kill or harass wolves in specific cases, something not normally allowed under the Endangered Species Act. Colorado has applied for the permit, but wolf advocates say the bill could complicate the process to obtain it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A school administrator and victim in the East High School shooting last March spoke publicly the first time Monday. Dean Wayne Mason disputed earlier reports of what occurred the day of the shooting. Notably, Mason said the shooting did not take place during a required pat-down, as previously reported by police. He said he and a second administrator were unaware of any standing protocol related to the student shooter. Mason also addressed whether schools should have metal detectors and armed officers.
As a victim of school violence, I believe that there were things that we left on the table that should have been taken care of, but weren't.
Mason was one of two administrators shot and injured. Both recovered at a local hospital. The student took his own life soon after the shooting. Storms packing large hail and strong wind gusts are possible tonight across parts of the Front Range. This is CPR News at 6:06.